news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
After a manual hand recount of roughly 5 million votes cast in the presidential election, Georgia state election officials confirmed President-elect Joe Biden received more votes than Donald Trump did there. Georgia's Secretary of State ordered the recount as part of the risk-limiting audit process to ensure the public's trust in the outcome of the presidential vote, where Biden led by 12,284 votes. More on the attempted coup unfolding in plain sight in a moment. But first, Thanksgiving is next week, and the Centers for Disease Control on Thursday urged Americans not to travel for Thanksgiving and to avoid mingling with anyone who hasn't resided in their household for the last 14 days. Yes, that includes college students scheduled to come home for the holiday. This, as the pandemic across the nation is growing exponentially. More than 2,000 deaths were reported Thursday, the highest since May. Rachel Maddow returned to her MSNBC program Thursday night, though remotely from her home, where she's been quarantining for the last couple of weeks. She opened with a personal monologue, explaining that her partner of over 21 years, the person with whom she remains madly in love, tested positive and indeed got very sick.
And at one point, we really thought that there was a possibility that it might kill her. And that's why I've been away. Susan tested positive 2 weeks ago. We separated from each other that day because I tested negative that day. She tested positive. So she and I have both been alone since then. While I've continued to test, I've stayed negative. And she has not only been positive over this time, she's gotten sicker and sicker while I tried to care for her while still staying physically apart from her. And the bottom line is that she's going to be fine. She is recovering. She's still sick, but she's going to be okay. And we're not scared anymore like we were.
Rachel issued a passionate warning.
Just believe me, whatever you have calculated into your life as acceptable risk, as, you know, inevitable risk, you know, something that you're willing to go through in terms of this virus, because statistically, hey, probably it will be fine for you and your loved ones. I'm just here to tell you to recalibrate that. Frankly, the country needs you to recalibrate that because, broadly speaking, there's no room for you in the hospital anymore. We've got more people in the hospital right now than we've had since the beginning of this epidemic. It's gone up 50% in 2 weeks. For Thanksgiving next week, you really are going to have to just have it at home without people coming over. And yeah, that's going to suck, but that is going to suck so much less than you or somebody in your family getting this and getting sick. Trust me.
Listen to her. So back to the coup. There's been some tough competition, but Washington Post's Glenn Kessler called what happened Thursday afternoon, quote, the craziest news conference of the Trump presidency. Trump's lawyers, Rudy Giuliani, Jenna Ellis, Joe DiGenova, and Sidney Powell, this time appearing at official RNC headquarters, rambled on fantastically and incoherently for almost 2 hours. Over on CNN, Brianna Keeler said that the presser was, quote, so bananas we can't even bring it to you because it is just so full of BS. But Fox Not News carried the whole thing without a single fact check to break up the mendacity, as did Newsmax and OAN. And still, from Republicans, it's mostly radio silence. One exception, Mitt Romney, who tweeted a statement Thursday night that read, quote, having failed to make even a plausible case of widespread fraud or conspiracy before any court of law, the president has now resorted to overt pressure on state and local officials to subvert the will of the people and overturn the election. It's difficult to imagine a worse, more undemocratic action by a sitting American president. Senator Ben Sasse of Nebraska also cautioned Trump via Twitter not to pressure electors to ignore their certification obligations under the statute, saying, we are a nation of laws, not tweets. And even Tucker Carlson questioned the insanity from that press conference, saying they invited Sidney Powell on the show, said he would have even given her the whole hour or the whole week, except the fact that she never sent any evidence, despite what he calls a lot of requests. Quote, she never demonstrated that a single actual vote was moved illegitimately by software from one candidate to another. Not one. But the coup continues. And as I told you when we began, Georgia's recount/audit is now done and Joe Biden won. again. And Trump's attempts to have the vote overturned in court failed again. At the conclusion of a three-hour virtual hearing on Thursday, U.S. District Court Judge Steven Grimberg, a Trump appointee, by the way, said it was clear that as an individual voter, the lawyer who filed the suit, Lynn Wood, lacked legal standing to mount the challenge to Georgia's election procedures. The judge also emphasized that evidence of improprieties seemed limited to isolated cases and far short of what would be needed to justify a federal judge stepping in to change the state's election results. In Arizona, a state judge declined to audit votes and delay the final results, saying the lawsuit couldn't be retooled and brought again. And in Pennsylvania, another state judge ordered the counting of over 2,000 absentee ballots that the Trump campaign did not want included. Meanwhile, CNN is reporting that Trump told an ally that he knows he lost, but that he's delaying the transition process to get back at Democrats for questioning the legitimacy of his 2016 election. Reuters dropped a bombshell late Thursday reporting that a senior Trump campaign official admitted that its plan is to cause enough doubt on vote counting in big Democratic cities that Republican lawmakers will face a backlash from voters if they refuse to act. The campaign believes that the longer they can drag this out, the more they will have an opportunity to persuade lawmakers to intervene. And yeah, they're trying that nonsense with Michigan. Yesterday, we told you that Trump personally called at least one of the GOP officials in the Detroit area after she voted to certify Biden's overwhelming victory there. And shocker, soon after the call, both of the Republicans on that committee said they wanted to change their votes again and decertify the Wayne County vote totals. And then Trump reached out to invite Michigan legislators to the White House. That meeting is happening Friday, despite the fact that changing the outcome of Michigan wouldn't help Trump win. The New York Times is reporting, quote, the president has also asked aides what Republican officials he could call in other battleground states in his effort to prevent the certification of results that would formalize his loss to Mr. Biden. Trump allies appear to be pursuing a highly dubious legal theory that if the results are not certified, Republican legislatures could intervene and appoint pro-Trump electors in states that Biden won who would support the president when the Electoral College meets on December 14th. It's just astounding. And finally, from the What Were They Waiting For files, we now learn that four senior House Democrats are demanding that the General Services Administration Administrator, Emily Murphy, brief them this Monday on the reason that she has yet to ascertain Joe Biden's win in the presidential election, warning that her answers will determine whether they intend to bring her to Capitol Hill for a public hearing, along with other senior GSA officials. Let's get on with it, shall we? And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.